The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, and it is the 24th of May, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice there, my friends. Liam's at the helm. Jared is in overwatch.
Hello, Liam.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, do you know what I'm going to ask you?
I think either the national day or the weather, and I got both of them pulled up.
Are you ready then, huh? Tell me what national day it is first.
Well, we have a few. Me and Jared were just talking about it. National Escargot Get our
Escargot.
National Escargot Day.
Do you know what that is?
I've had it once. I went to Nello's just to try the escargot.
You did? Did you like it?
Not particularly. It wasn't like I hated it. It was just a new experience.
You know what? You can eat anything if there's enough butter and garlic.
Yeah.
I mean, right, anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on.
We also have National Scavenger Hunt Day.
Whoa.
Those are always fun.
Have you ever done a
scavenger
hunt?
That would be fun to have a KCNR scavenger hunt. We could do that in the community here.
Yeah. We could give away like a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, like tickets and stuff?
Tickets and all types of things.
Well, let's give that some thought, huh?
Ah, sure. Okay. And?
There's quite a few of them today.
Oh,
National Wyoming Day.
Okay. I'm good on that. I just had friends move to Wyoming. They are happy. Happy. They moved there from Escondido, California. Okay, what's the weather look like?
All right.
Give me your shot at this.
Yes. Well, we do have a red flag warning today. We have a high of 97 today and a low of 70 tonight. Wednesday, a high of 102 and a low of 68. Today through Wednesday, we do have a heat advisory. Looks like Thursday, a high of 94 and a low of 65. And Friday, a high of 86 and a low of 61.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not bad. So, and then this weekend, we got a slight chance of showers here. So, we might have it all this week. We may have so much heat that you're sitting out there panting like a lizard on a rock. And now, today, besides it just being the heat advisory, red flag warning is because, again, wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. That means when those fires start, they get whipped up and they get going fast, okay.
Boy, it's really been extra windy these last few weeks, you know.
The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives great deals for, it gives discounts for seniors and veterans, but they also, they do so much in our community to support our community and helping with the nonprofits and all that. It all comes down to customer service because all the propane literally comes out of one tank. So it's a customer service and that's where they excel. They treat their customers like friends.
You know, one of the things people may not know about
365-3793.
Yeah, sorry to cut in there.
I know
this is exciting.
All this information here, but you gotta let me finish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, it's all good, but people need to know that that particular company can put a device on your tank that will tell them using a cell phone service at no additional charge to you.
Yeah, no charge to you.
Yeah, when your tank is low and they'll come out and fill it up, you know.
Automatically.
Sometimes people get caught, you know, with their drawers down and the winter comes and their tank is empty and they run out.
Or people are using propane tanks on generators and everything. And when you get power outages, like it looks like we're going to be getting here this summer because they're already warning people. They're already warning. It was just me because, see, the way the sun shines, we pull down our shade. So the reflection of the sun doesn't kill our producers in here reflecting off our table and then they're blinded. So we have our street friends. They're our street friends.
Well, there's regular people that like to watch you guys through the window, too.
Yeah, they stand there and watch. But this one looked more like a street friend, and he was bending over to see what was going on, and we were waving at him. So that's what I was doing. You know,
what were you talking about?
It's about they have a device they can put on your tank that tells them am could tell, and then I'm sure they'll call you, hey, your tank's getting low, or you're at a certain point, so they can come out and just fill it up for you.
Sure.
And you don't have to worry about it. It's free. The service is free, and they'll put it on a tank high up on a mountain, which is what we were looking at.
Right. Up at South Fork. That'd be great.
Up in South Fork. But the company that owns all that stuff up there decided to go in a weird direction, but that's okay. They're having to pay for it. Now, today is Tuesday, the 24th. So many things happening out there. Piano. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, Piano Angels.
Well, I appreciate you always giving me the opportunity to do that. Piano Angels.
It's a great organization you all giving out.
Yeah.
26,000 pianos.
Oh, we're up to 360 now. And most recently, we placed a piano in the new Taroko. Is it okay to say the name of a business? Okay. Taroko restaurant on Pine Street.
You know, let me talk about that. I have not been there, but everybody that I've talked to says it's quite the experience. And the good experience, not the, you know, kind that makes you fight your way out of there. No, that Taroko restaurant has gotten nothing but rave reviews from people.
Well, so far, and I played the first night out the other night on piano. We put a grand piano in there. It was really quite elegant. People enjoyed the quiet piano music in the background, and we started about 7:30 and went until 9:30. And then the owner treated me to what she said was her special shrimp dish as a reward for the first night of piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really delightful. But Piano Angels is still robust. If you're a person who wants to donate a piano to a family needing a piano, go to readingpianoangels.com. And we will pick the piano up and deliver it to them and send you pictures of the student receiving your piano. Right now we have about 40 pianos in the queue waiting to be picked up. But we will get to you. And it's a great way to keep kids playing piano. And I always remind people that 3% of the people or less on Earth's population provide music for 100% of the people. And of that 3%, even a smaller number are the ones that compose all of the music. I'm talking from Mozart to Beethoven to Handel to Elton John to Paul McCartney. And so the gift of a piano or even a guitar can literally impact millions of people. And we've had some ringers come through our Reading area through Piano Angels. I met with one gentleman yesterday who is Julian Durr. In fact, he went to school with Liam at Reading School of the Arts. Both of these guys are accomplished young men, and we were surprised to know that Julian had been at the Boston Conservatory of Music, and he's really doing well in his life's journey. But he's made a decision when he's completed his studies to come back to Reading and apply his musical knowledge to the Reading community. And he's asked for the support of Piano Angels to provide his students with pianos, which we've done all three already. And so this is what Piano Angels does, Carl. And the program is great. And, you know, we have the Market Street piano that gets dragged out on First Fridays that was sponsored by KCNR with the frame welded by Mr. Carl Bott. And Blake Fisher pulls that out, and that's a piano that's used by people like Cleveland Bonet and Noah. And myself, so it's a good program. Thank you for asking about it.
It is a good program. And how do people donate for this?
They can go to readingpianoangels.com, and you'll find my number and plaster it all over there.
Trust me,
email.
All the money goes to it. Pat and Pam don't take a cent out of this, and they spend an inordinate amount of time he could be here working. and don't worry about that piano or that frame that piano is sitting in at Viva Downtown.
It's endorsed by Patton, by the way. It's got a signature underneath it.
It's a the thing is so strong. Only because I didn't know what I was doing, and I over-welded everything, and it took Pat twice as long as it took me to weld it to get all the extra slag
and it's
off.
No, it all holds it together.
It
weighs about 100 pounds.
Yeah, it's 100 pounds of welding materials in there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and start talking about things that are going on in our city and our state and our nation. You know, every time you think President Biden can't say something more, he does. And I'm not sure if I many people are starting to wonder is, you know, he has a stammering problem. You know, if you didn't know that, that he does have that. So sometimes when he is stammering, he'll put a word in there.
Insert a word.
Insert a word to help him. But how do you insert whole sentences? You know, I mean, I can understand that you have a problem, and I sympathize with him on that. But it doesn't make up for some of the things he just says. I mean, it's thoughts. It's the thought pattern behind it that you have to wonder about. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is a great place. John Bastiani started it 12 years ago. He has provided great customer service. He's one of the finest gunsmiths in California, for one. And he's our firearms dealer of choice. That's right. We buy our guns from Bastiani Arms because he has that selection of long guns or pistols, all the accessories, ammo, everything at very fair prices. Veterans get discounts. It's one-stop shopping. You can go in there and you can get your take your test. If you don't already have taken that that firearm safety test, you can take that. You can get your CCW there. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, Tuesday through Friday. He's open today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 7:16 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus' Tap House, of course. Charlus' Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus' will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus' Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus' Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite or try something new. Charlus' Tap House, rule number one. Come from a homemade pizza. Stay from a beer wall. You'll find Charlus' Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus' Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus' Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the Bot. Good morning. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, Linda's birthday present. And Four Winds Jewelry. The arcs coincided. And Linda has had a gift from them. They had the perfect gift for Linda, a necklace, and at a very fair price. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is where we go. Why? Great selection, great prices. 7:22 in the morning, and let's talk about gas for a minute. No, I'm not talking about the kind after you've eaten five tacos and an enchilada. Let's talk about the gas here. President Biden said, "We're going through an incredible transition right now." And quote, "Here's the situation." Can you hear him say that? I can. "And when it comes to gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over," Biden said. Kind of like justifying the cost that's out there. And how much is the cost? It went up $1.65 since last year. So here are just, these are record gas prices. For this long has been unprecedented, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of regular gas stands at $4.56 as of Monday, which is 40 cents higher than it was just a month ago. If you could just just look at the prices in town. I finally started seeing starting to see gas regularly at over $6 a gallon. In California, the average price for a gallon of regular reached $6.06. And Biden talked about how they've taken steps to prevent the price at the pump from going higher, such as release of 1 million barrels of oil. And other things he said, I've been able to keep it from getting even worse, and it's bad. The price of gas at the pump is something that I told you. You heard me say before, it would be a matter of great discussion at my kitchen table when I was a kid growing up. It's affecting a lot of families. It's not affecting Joe. Gets free gas. I don't even, he doesn't even drive anymore, does he? No, he doesn't drive anymore. You know, I ask him, well, how much does it cost to fill up that limo you're in, Joe? Well, I hope you have a credit card that probably, you know, can take 150 or 200 for a time. And as I was told, again, this is just anecdotal. Please do not say, oh, it's, you know, this is anecdotal. I haven't seen anything where they're fixing the gas pumps right here in California to be able to charge, you know, it could take it up, you know, three digits, $9.99. They're fixing it so it can go to that fourth digit, so it can hit that $10 mark. Anyway, so what does this mean? Let's talk about this. They're causing you pain at the pump because it's all part of the agenda to go away from fossil fuels. Anybody with common sense knows that we run on fossil fuels. And you can make it just as hard as you want on the middle class and lower middle class as you want. But this will have ramifications. And the Democrats and President Biden don't seem to realize this. The fact is that the higher the gas prices are, the higher your food prices are, the higher your wood prices are, the higher everything is, because everything works on the fuel and trucks. Trucks run on diesel. And for gas, it's $6.06. For diesel, it's much higher. So to keep the trucks rolling, the companies are not going to go out of business, so they just raise their prices. They have to. Most people think that the U.S. economy will be in recession this year, go into recession. Now, other things about this are when you start looking at some of the gas prices per state, I hate to say this, in Mono County, California. And Mono County is up where up toward it's Lake Country up there and all that. Their gas price is at $7 a gallon. In Hawaii, and you'd think, oh my gosh, Hawaii must be horrible. Gas prices are $5.75. So gas prices in Hawaii are lower than they are in California. California is $6.069 a gallon. Texas, on the other hand, is $4.27, which is not even the lowest. The lowest is about $4.11 in Arkansas and Georgia. South Dakota has $4.22. Let me see where else here. Wyoming is at $4.34. So if you moved from Escondido, where my friend lived, and he was paying close to $6 a gallon, he's now paying $4.36 a gallon, which is still high. But it's a lot lower than it used to be here. And so right there, if you're saving $2 a gallon, think about this. You're saving $2 a gallon, what that does when you fill up your car. Not counting the fact that it doesn't have all the other taxes that they roll into. Could this be ended? Yeah, this could be ended. And this could be done by opening up drilling areas. This could be stopping the slow walking of leases. This could be energy independent in many ways under the last administration. So what is it he's done besides kill the Keystone Pipeline, stop the drilling, and have this push as they said, to get off fossil fuels when anybody knows that you can't get off fossil fuels now, maybe in a couple of decades when things have changed somewhat in the sense of having cars that can go further, trucks that could actually go further, 18-wheelers that could actually be used with not having to fill up, but still having to use power. Where's the power going to come from when they come into a charging station? And plus the fact we need millions more of those. A study done in California found down in the San Francisco area that 30% of the charging stations didn't work. 30% of the charging stations in the San Francisco area, in that counties around there, and the cities around there, 30% of the charging stations never even worked or don't work. Their hoses are too short or they just don't work. You don't have 30% of the gas stations out there when you're driving down the road that don't work. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to the Shasta Historical Society. I met the lady there during the pancake breakfast, and they have got a lot of great things going on, including a fundraiser. But this portion of the show is brought to you by my car wash, Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's right. I go over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's a great experience, and I'll tell you why. They get my truck, which is covered with mud and dust and everything else, they get it sparkling clean. They're great people that work. They're friendly people. After it goes through their special wash with the special soap and the special wax, and it is. It's made. They make it specifically for the Quick and Clean Car Washes. A real nice person on the other end wipes down my truck with a clean towel. They're super friendly, and they're located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, and right next to Dutch Bros. And you can get, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. We'll be right back with Shasta Historical Society.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Assemblywoman Megan Valley. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident. And I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Hey, it's 7:38 in the morning here on the 24th. It's 70 degrees out there. It's going to go up to about, 97 today. So beware. Don't leave animals or people in your car if you just decide that, oh, no, it'll be okay. I'll be gone for like, 6 minutes and 30 minutes later, you come back and your little puppy is laying there distressed. So be careful with that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have our insurance with Judy Maxwell. And, we've never been happier. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or you can give them a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with, Heather Farquhar, which is Scottish. I never knew the name Farquhar was Scottish. You know, I thought there had to be like a Muck Farquhar or something like that, but no.
Not all names have the MC or the MAC in front of it.
Hey, Heather is with the Shasta Historical Society. So tell us a little bit of what is the Shasta Historical Society?
So the Shasta Historical Society is a 501c3 nonprofit here in located in Redding, California, but we represent Shasta, all of Shasta County in regards to history. And we've been going since the 1930s, and we hope to continue that for many years to come.
And it's been here since when?
Since the 1930s.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
I actually fell into it by accident. I fell in love with history in junior high school with a fantastic history teacher, Mrs. Benoit, and but didn't really think I wanted to do a career in it because I didn't want to teach. But during college, I fell into an anthropology class that had a museum aspect to it and decided I liked it, and the rest is history.
There you go. So what are the things that you all do?
So at the Historical Society, we're largely an archive and research library, but we also do exhibits several times a year, and we have a series of different programs that we operate. We have our monthly program series, which on the third Saturday of each month, we do a program on a different topic. During COVID, we started a book club and a second Saturday story time. Book club just went live and in person for the first time this last month, which was exciting. And the story time we hope to take in person in the fall.
Okay. So, you all have records that go back to when?
We have records dating back to the mid to late 1800s.
Wow. I understand that Redding, right here where we're standing, sitting right here, used to be cows and goats grazing.
It did.
Yeah. You know, what I find interesting is people that grew up here in Redding talk about Hilltop being a dirt road. I mean, people that I know that, you know, this wasn't 100 years ago. This was like, what, 40 years ago or something like that?
I think it was probably a little more than 40 years ago.
50 years ago or something like that. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't a road.
No, and we don't think about it as much these days until we're presented with a photo or something that shows us. We sometimes take for granted the modern things that we have, like just like paved roads, not creating all the dust.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Now, if I wanted to go into the Shasta Historical Society, which is located just down the street from me.
It is. Less than a five-minute walk from here.
It's on Market Street here, and where it used to be the new Market Street. So you can walk down there and go in there and just peruse everything. So say I was going to do, say, you know what, I want to get a perspective of land sales for the last 60 years. Would this be a good place to go?
You could. I can't promise that our records are fully complete. There's always that issue with any archive. But our visitor services representative, Jay Thompson, knows the county very well and can probably help you find that. If we need to dig further into the archives, our collections manager, Remus Moore, can help dig in a little bit further.
How about photographs, though? See, I live here downtown. Mm-hmm. So if I said I wanted pictures of Olive Street, let's just say that. And it's, you know, it's been around since how long has Redding been here?
Redding, oh, you got me on that one. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
You've given me the questions I should ask, but I told you, watch out. Here I go.
Redding started with the railroad.
Like 1906 or something.
Oh, it was way before
that.
It was way before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's
so
been here since
18 something.
Yeah, okay. Around the mid-1800s.
So, and you all have I've seen some of your books and your photographs, you know, going back a long ways. I mean, like 1912, there's photos from there.
There is. We have an extensive collection of photographs. We still have several boxes that we're going through and processing that aren't up on our website.
Uh-huh.
But they go all the way back to, I think the earliest one is around the 1870s.
Okay.
And, you know, all the way up to present day, we just took in a fantastic collection by Tom Houghton, who is a cinematographer that went to high school here in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a photographer for the high school newspaper and yearbook, and then worked for Crown Camera for a little while.
Oh, okay.
So his collection ranges from about 1965 to about 1972. So a little bit newer history, but it's a fantastic collection that we're hoping to get processed and let people peruse.
Okay, so say if I wanted to, I'm just saying Olive Street, and mm-hmm. Do you have pictures of like houses on Olive Street? You would probably have that catalog someplace.
We probably would, yeah. And we would be able to find that for
because
you.
There is a house on the street I do live mm-hmm. that was when it was new, and it had the story of the family, and of the house that's still there, in the early 1900s, colonial site, I shouldn't say colonial. What do you call it? Two-story, the old kind they used to build.
Yeah,
back
Victorian.
Now. Victorian, thank you. Victorian style, yeah. Hey, I'm here with Heather Farquhar, who heads up the Shasta Historical Society. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a fundraiser you've got going.
Great, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for that work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Sometimes the things are going the way they should be and you're just not sure. Patrick will let you know. Yeah, you don't need lawyers in this. Just let it roll out. However, if you're not getting the treatments that you need, or for some reason the insurance company who has millions of lawyers says that it's expired or whatever, and you want a good opinion from somebody that understands workers' comp law, give Patrick a call, and he's a bulldog. Former law enforcement, former Army 101st Airborne Assault guy, and now a lawyer. He's going to fight for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, 7:51 in the morning here on the 24th of May. It is 72 degrees, going up to 97 today, my friends, so be aware of that. Dress accordingly. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. You know, we've been talking about electric cars and the cost of fossil fuels. Electric cars are coming. So to get more information about it, go to visit thecityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. If you're thinking about buying one, you can get some rebates out there. And REU has the website that will help you. cityofreading.org/EV. And I'm here with Heather Farquhar, who is the director of the Shasta County Historical Society. Y'all have a fundraiser coming up.
We do. We have our biggest fundraiser of the year coming up on Thursday, May 26th, the Taste of History. We have moved it into the local area, into the downtown area, this year at the IOF Hall. Formerly it was out at Shasta Historic State Park. But we wanted to celebrate the fact that downtown is open again and we've got this new wonderful area that's gorgeous. So it'll be taking place from 5:30 to 8 p.m. that day. We have lots of great things planned. Some guests from the past are going to be paying us a visit. but we're also going to have a sit-down dinner this year. We have a great music planned and just an all-around fun time.
And where's this going to be?
It's going to be at the IOF Hall.
But that's the International Order of Odd Fellows.
Yes.
Which is where Viva Downtown is.
Yes.
And you're going to have it, is up on the second floor or the first floor?
No, we're going to have it, we're going to be blocking off the alley between the IOF Hall and the other building. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to be holding part of it outdoors and part of it indoors. So we'll be on the first floor.
Okay. And now, where's the money go for this?
The money for our annual fundraiser is largely general operations. It's what helps us keep going all year, what helps pay for staffing that puts together all of our programs and our exhibits. And this year, though, we are doing a fund in need specifically for collections preservation.
A lot of people
don't understand how expensive it is to actually preserve historic documents for many years.
Okay, now what is the cost? I mean, what do you do that cost? I mean, I know there's a lot more than just throwing them into a box and saying 1890 on it. So
what people don't realize is that regular cardboard boxes and regular paper tends to be very acidic. And if you put, for instance, if you ever put a few pieces of paper together and go back and check on them years later, you'll generally find if one was a little askew, there'll be a mark on the paper that was below it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the acids in paper. So our job is to try and prevent, acids from one piece of paper touching another, for example. So we use materials for storage that are all acid-free and lingen-free, which is another material. Lingen is another material that can cause problems over the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, one banker-style box that is made of inert materials like this costs a little over $12.
Oh, okay.
So it's a costly process, and negatives and things need to be stored in plastics that don't off gas, mm-hmm. which can interact with the chemical compounds. So we're working on really improving and professionalizing the way we care for our collections. That way they'll last.
It doesn't do any good to have a historical society with the stuff that you're storing disappears over the years.
It is, and it's
like
not,
a wine label on a self-printed wine labels that go on a bottle. 5 years later, you're lucky if you can read it.
Exactly.
We don't want this.
Exactly. And so our job is to protect these things for years to come, and there's always better ways to do it, and we want to start improving. Not that they haven't been doing a decent job of that, but mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can and take it up a step.
Okay. Now, is this a closed society, or can other people become members?
Anybody can become a member of the Shasta Historical Society. They don't have to be a member to participate.
Right.
But, for instance, being a member of the society gets you some bonuses. You can come in and do as much research as you like at no cost. You can get into any of our programs or tours for free. We do charge non-members $5 for that. So there are bonuses to being a member. Also, the membership is another part of our budget that helps support what we do all year long.
Okay. Now, when you say you can come in and do research,
mm-hmm.
if I was going to come in and research my street, just as an example, how much do I have to pay for that?
It's about $15 an hour.
Okay.
For our staff to help you. Best thing you can do is call ahead with your inquiry.
Okay.
And give us as much information on it as you can, and that way we can pull a lot of materials ahead of time. And for non-members, there would be the hourly fee for conducting research, especially if our staff has to do a lot of the searching for you. But for members, we do that for free, and it would just be a matter of if you wanted copies of something.
Okay.
A few pennies for coffee.
Okay. Now, the fundraiser is going to be the 2 days from now.
It is.
Thursday.
It's coming up quick.
It is. Okay, it's going to be Thursday. It's going to be right there at the International Order of Odd Fellows, mm-hmm. right downtown here on Market Street, like about a two-minute walk from the studios here. It's going to be dinner. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be other stuff.
There is. There's going to be the normal fundraising stuff too.
Right,
we have a great dessert auction planned.
Danger.
Some yummy stuff. Yeah, danger for that one. But we also have a silent and live auction as well as our fund a need going on that evening. Tickets are $50 in advance. We have a limited number of tickets at the door, which will be $60. And you can go onto our website and click the link to take you right to.
And the website is?
ShastaHistorical.org.
Okay, ShastaHistorical.org. And we have, we've been playing spots for the Shasta Historical Society for 6 months now, I think, which we enjoy doing, PSAs.
And we appreciate that.
Well, it's because you all are a great, great organization. And I met you at the pancake breakfast. I said, you've got to come on. And so here you are. It's not like you're far away.
Nope, we're just down the street.
You can just walk here and walk out. Okay, ShastaHistorical.org. Okay, what else do you need for people to know?
For that one, the sooner you buy tickets, the sooner, the better. We are limiting it this year to 120 guests. partially just because of space. But we do still have some tickets available, so get yours before they're all gone.
There you go. Heather, you know what? You do this because of a love of history and a love of what, you know, of doing this. You were an anthropology student when you got into this. Do you have high hopes for Reading? I mean, you've been studying it for, you know, since the 1800s.
We do. And, you know, Shasta County has so much great history. One of my goals as the director there is to start bringing more of that into our organization and also getting our organization out into the county. We're doing exhibits. Hopefully, we're hoping to change them about every 4 months. Our current one is pollinators, and it's all about how pollinators affect our lives, but also there's a great history of beekeeping here in Shasta County. And our next monthly program is in June, and it's going to be with members of the Park family who have been beekeepers here in Shasta County for many, many years. And then we have other programs like our book club.
Okay. Shasta Historical Society, stop by. Your address?
Our address is 1449 Market Street.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us today, Heather, and all the information you gave us. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after the news. We got Open Line Tuesday.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
There, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that so far 45 busloads of illegal immigrants released by the Border Patrol have been sent to Washington, D.C., and he says that more are on the way. In Tokyo,
we're navigating a dark hour in our shared history.
President Biden addressing fellow leaders of the informal Indo-Pacific Security Coalition. It's known as the Quad.
The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled.
And Ukrainian officials say that workers digging through the rubble of an apartment building in Mariupol found 200 bodies in the basement of that building. Former Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders could be on the verge of winning the Republican nomination for governor of Arkansas. Sanders heavily favored in today's GOP primary. Primaries as well today in Georgia and Alabama, Texas and Minnesota. And watching Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 427 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 406 points, and the S&P is down 89. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, federal or corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The BBC has gotten a hold of some photos and documents reportedly hacked from police files in China, here to verify claims of serious human rights abuses of Uyghur Muslims in western China.
The massive data breach includes thousands of photographs of Uyghurs, providing powerful evidence from inside Xinjiang's re-education camps. The clear signs of distress and the guards visible in the background are at odds with China's long-standing claim that these facilities are schools, guiding willing students away from extremism. The files, which also include a shoot-to-kill policy for escapees and details of long jail sentences for almost any sign of Islamic belief, came from an anonymous source who claims to have hacked into Chinese police computers. Many documents can be shown to contain genuine information and the photos linked to verifiable locations.
BBC's John Sudworth, townhall.com. With the economy still struggling, most Americans believe that this year's class of college grads facing a tough job market.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of American adults believe it will be difficult for recent college graduates to find a job in the current economy, including 19% who say it will be very difficult. A year ago, 59% thought it would be difficult for graduates to find a job. In April of 2020, when many businesses were under lockdown orders because of the COVID-19 pandemic, 82% said it would be difficult for graduates to get a job. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An incredible transition is how President Biden describes record-high gas prices. Mr. Biden said that at a news conference in Tokyo, and he was asked about soaring prices at the pump. Gas prices at AAA describes as unprecedented. Once again on Wall Street right now, the Dow down 388 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM right here on Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today is the 24th of May, 2022. It's 8:05 in the morning. News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's there at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like for today?
All righty. Today is a high of 97 and a low of 70. We do have a red flag warning today and tomorrow. Wind gusts today as high as 22 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really has been windy. Doesn't it seem like it's been windy?
It's been really windy.
Last week or 10 days? Yeah.
Tomorrow is 102, a high of 102.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Already there. A low of 68. Thursday is a high of 94 with a low of 65, and Friday is a high of 86 and a low of 64. We do have a heat advisory through Wednesday.
Okay, and this weekend it looks like there is a slight chance of showers. Slight chance of showers. Whatever that means. It's Memorial Day weekend. So we're going to be talking about Memorial Day here later on in this week. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally based organization right out of Anderson, a veteran-owned organization that provides just the finest in customer care for the people that do business with Shasta Gas Propane. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 365-3793. Now, one of the churches in town here is talking about making little mini homes for homeless. And, to me, that's part of what churches do. And if that's what they want to do, I applaud them for that. But what happens when it doesn't work? The Apple Corporation wanted to clear a large homeless encampment from its property last year. They just didn't throw everybody off the site. It spent millions of dollars to give dozens of people a 9-month hotel stay and then programs to help them get off alcohol, drugs, and help them with their mental problems. So then they could move into permanent housing, find jobs and all this. Now, this is getting ready to expire Monday. And while this is next Monday and Monday, and while the tech company's efforts have helped permanently house 8 people, more than 3 times that amount were still waiting for placements before the deadline. So what it means is that on Monday they're going to evict. Apple's going to evict them from the hotels they've been staying in. They can't find affordable housing. They can't get the people to trust them. Even after 9 months of people who have spent years living outside, It's having problems working through their arrest records, their addictions, and other obstacles, and meet their medical, mental health, and other needs. And as they wrote, complex needs. This is something we need to take a look at. If we're going to have a program, and the city is looking at micro shelters, and I think with Good News Rescue Mission is set up to help for things like this. We have a Health and Human Services that's got like a 300 and something million dollar budget. That if we're going to start putting people, taking homeless off the streets, it's more than just picking them up and putting them into a hotel, as Apple has found. Now, Apple is, you know, has all the money in the world if they wanted it, and they're finding problems getting this done. Think of the millions of dollars they've spent trying to make this solution work, and it hasn't. You know, they've gotten probably all the Health and Human Services organizations, other groups working. They probably have a whole division, I say a division, of Apple that's working to make this, you know, come together. Voters constantly rank homelessness as the Bay Area's number one problem. And even though Gavin Newsom has said that, you know, this is his number one priority, obviously he's failed. He has failed in this. So if we start talking about putting together homeless camps here or micro shelters, there's more to it than just putting up a place for them to stay, a sleeping shelter. Essentially, it's, you know, have a bathroom. Maybe it'll have a bathroom, but it'll be a shelter where they can sleep, put their stuff in, and lock the door and be safe there. But that's just the start, my friends. All the other things that must come into it. That's why when you talk about building a jail, as much as I hate to say it, a jail can't just stand by itself and, yes, let the calls start coming in. Once you have them there, think of it as a temporary housing facility that you can start getting them off drugs. And that may be the perfect place to have offices or an area where people that are starting to come clean, come down off their drugs, start getting meds to bring them back into this world, that they have people there to lead them on to the next step. I don't think just putting them in jail for 90 days for something, if we had all the room in the world, if we had a 2,000 person jail, putting them in jail for 90 days and then turning them back without any help it's crazy. It's the definition of insanity. So there's got to be something else there. And you can call it anything you want. If you don't like what one person says, I do know that both candidates for sheriff believe in a program like this. It's got to be more than just jailing them. So, but then that's ones that end up in jail. What about the ones that don't end up in jail, that they're just out there? We had a young lady here who plays the oboe, and she's just outstanding. I mean, she's put on concerts here, but she's homeless. She chooses to be homeless. She doesn't want to live in a structure. Now, what do you do about that? She's on the streets. And you would like to think that her, you know, that she is safe at night, but of course she's not. So what do you do? What do you do with people that don't want to do that, or people that these, and just using, down in, the Bay Area, what Apple tried to do, and find out that, oh no, there's a lot more to this. I mean, money isn't going to make the difference. It's got to be a well thought out program of how we're going to do this. How do you reach out to people? How do you get people off the street? There is one program here that works with veterans and provides housing for them and the training to get them into jobs, get them into their own places, and that's worked. But it's a small program, and you've got some really dedicated volunteers. I've seen the house they live in. It is immaculate. The people there, you know, go by the rules, and they're, and part of the rules is no drugs. No drugs or alcohol. So that one's working. So if it's working there, what do we need to do to take the hundreds, and we have hundreds, and you know that, of people on our street that are medically unable. Well, let me go back on that one. They have mental problems. You see them walking up and down the street yelling. You see them walking down the center of the street, and usually the police, if they're doing that, will come and take them off the street so they don't get killed. But, you know, but the ones that don't want the help, and this is what Apple ran into. 9 months later, they've been able to house 8, and over 30, they can't find housing for the whole variety that I just talked to you about. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Record Searchlight. Actually had a story finally about this land sale that went south for the city. I want to talk about what the Record Searchlight says. But this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Let me give you an example why people might think about, hey, River Commons Senior Living sounds like someplace I may want to take a look at. I was getting constantly high water bill from our utility company. There was no change. There's only two of us there, and it was going up. So I called out the plumber. We turned off the water to the house to see, okay, if it's still going. It wasn't. So where's the water going? So then this year, before the watering season started, we hired somebody to come in, and we literally went through every sprinkler there, and we found out that we had a below ground bust in two places. So I imagine that when the water was turned on, this water just poured out. So we'll see if that helped. And when we get our next, but you couldn't see it. That was the problem. And we literally had to dig up stuff and dig up around trees and all these things to find it. Now, a lot of people have just said, enough of that. I'm going to go someplace where I don't have to worry about that. I'm going to go to Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. No, this is a place where people can come at beautiful accommodations, gourmet chefs, activity directors if you want to. They've got transportation if you want to. They're situated right in the center of Redding here. And they are happy people. For more information or maybe arrange a personalized tour, give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. They're pet-friendly there. Find out why the people at River Commons Senior Living worry less and smile more. We'll be right back. I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stones. Had a look on the chair and a flip of my own. But the biggest kick I ever got.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Flores is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years. Grab your ballot and vote Judy Flores for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level by sending letters to the governor and legislators. She has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Flores has my vote.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscanta Band of Namlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. Good morning, everybody. 8:22 in the morning, and it's about, 76 degrees already. Going up to 97 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. There's so many things to talk about what Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. One, it's becoming a teaching hospital next year when they're bringing in up to 24 residents that will come in to do the residencies right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And once we get them here in Redding, I bet we can keep a number of them here to expand our doctors and that are working in our area. But that's going through Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus the TAVR valve replacement that they do there, which essentially keeps you from having open-heart surgery and replaces a valve in your heart by pushing it through an artery in your leg. It replaces the bad valve with the new valve, and you're up that day and home the next day. Imagine that, instead of having your chest cracked open and having to replace the valve that way. Now, they can do a lot of the things that people used to travel out of area for. They've got the same procedures here, and they are one of the top-rated hospitals in the United States. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, the battle in the chat room is going on. I love it. Let's talk about that land sale. And record, this is Record Searchlight. And Shasta Scout had a great story on it, too. Shasta Scout's online. You can just look it up. But they had a great, Annalise Pierce had a good story on that. But essentially, from the Record Searchlight here, a judge has ruled that the Redding sale of city land near the Wind River expansion site violated the law. That means that the Wind River Resort and Casino owner, Redding Rancheria, has prevailed in a 2-year lawsuit that accused Redding of illegally selling land near Strawberry Fields. They said that the property sale would essentially block access to the land where the tribe is planning to relocate. Now, they said that the city improperly sold the city-owned parcel off Interstate 5 to a private group in a move that would kill the tribe's plan to relocate its casino. The statement from the tribe said that the court found that the city's sale of the property violated state laws and city practices related to abandoning that public road, declaring the road as excess property, and evaluating its actions under California's CEQA laws. Now, the tribe has also said moving forward, the tribe and city must work together on a government-to-government basis for the good of the community. And that tribal attorney said that the LLC that they sold it to had, which is the manager, okay, which is the Shasta Land Holdings, LCC, they sold it to a lady by the name of Carolyn Emerson Dietz. Red Emerson's daughter, who owns Sierra Pacific. And as you know, Sierra Pacific's been in a battle with Redding Rancheria over this. They said that the LLC agreed to pay $3,000 for the property and indemnify the city up to $100,000. Now, if you remember, Mike DeQuisto came on our show during that time frame and said that it was sleazy the way it was done. I was alerted to this happening because it was all behind closed doors by a person in the city government, high up in the city government, who went to lunch with me one day and said, you know, this is everything that we work hard to not do. There's no transparency in this. And he was quite upset about the whole thing. When he told me about it, and I started looking at it, and then all this came apart at about that time. Mike DeQuisto also said that $100,000 to indemnify is not enough, that the Redding Rancheria, who has deep pockets also, is going to fight this. And they did. So, as of now, the judge rules that there's no movement on developing the land, and the city must tell the judge by June 3 what they're going to do regarding the tribe's request for the city to pay attorney's fees and make other remedies in the case. What are they going to do? Can they just say, okay, then we're going to go back and do it again? Are they going to open it up for bidding? Are they going to, this thing with surplus land is quite interesting because it took them 11 days to declare the land surplus and sell it in the last time. And yet when the next time this came up, there was such a public outcry that things were going on behind closed doors in the city council. And, I could see that coming, the city council, when they met on that. And it didn't say what they were meeting on. It didn't say it was the Riverfront Civic Center land. It just gave the AP numbers, which they always do. That's how they do it. But should have been included in that. Anyway, the city council immediately said, no, we're going to go to open session on this. This is way too important. It's what it looks like. It's what it looks like when people vote on something like this behind closed doors that has an impact on a tremendous impact on two groups of people here, the people trying to build it and the people trying to stop it. It's got to be done in a transparent manner, and it wasn't. And not only that, we need to find out how much this is going to cost. Now, the Shasta Group, LLC, Shasta Land Holdings, LLC, Are they on the hook for any money because of the sale? Or is it just going to be, well, the judge said, you know, you can't sell it to us, so we're not on the hook for anything. And what? How much are the legal ramifications for this that the city may have to pay for the Redding Rancheria? Now, I will tell you tomorrow morning, Tracy Edwards from the Redding Rancheria will be with us at 8 o'clock to discuss this. This and a couple other things that are happening with the Rancheria. That should be an interesting show. But we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across from Lucky Miller's. And this is the place, as I've said, I got my hair cut there first time 15 years ago or so, and it worked for me, and I've never changed spots. Because if the horse you rode in on gets you here, and it's still moving, why not? It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great group of guys down there, Tim and Logan. And they work by appointment, so you can make an appointment, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can just hang around there and listen to what's going on. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 24th of May, 36 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. So hopefully you're getting all your stuff done a little bit earlier today so we can get out of the heat this afternoon. Tomorrow it's going to go up to 101 degrees. Another indication that summer is quickly coming. And we're going to be having fighting people in here on how to harden your home, things to be ready for. Did you have a go bag on? And we're also going to be working with the water people coming in talking about water. All that will be next week, along with other, some more people running for office and the so we can have, again, offer you all the chance to listen to people that are running for office and get the final thoughts in before we vote. If you haven't voted already, but speaking of voting and how this works, Michigan, let's talk about Michigan for a second. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because in Michigan, the Bureau of Elections just disqualified two of the leading Republican candidates to go against the Democrat, Gretchen Whitmer, because they failed to produce the valid signatures necessary to get on the ballot. So how many signatures do you need to get on that? 15,000. So what the candidates are saying is that there were people that literally, and I think they've got it down to like 36 people that went out and brought in thousands of signatures that were invalid for a variety of reasons. They didn't bring in one that was valid. And one of the statements that come in out of this is criminals can commit fraud for money or by purposely infiltrating a victimized campaign with illegitimate signatures in an attempt by the opposing party to later have them removed from the ballot. Unfortunately, the signatures provided to campaigns cannot currently be checked till after the submission to the Secretary of State. This needs to change immediately. You know what? And I agree with that. There's got to be some way that if you're running and that you've got signatures, say, you know, look at all of our local recall elections. They go out and you have to have 6,000 signatures, let's say. So you collect. Oh, so you have people that go out and collect signatures, and signatures are turned in from different areas, and you add them up, and it comes out to 8,000, and then you find out that 3,000 of these are fake. They don't live here. There's no way they could vote in that, you know, they're not in that district or whatever it is. But there's no way to check that. And so now in Michigan, the two leading GOP candidates for governor, Chief James Craig, of the Detroit Police Department, and a businessman by the name of Perry Johnson, have been eliminated from the race, just like that. So, I mean, if you were thinking in a Machiavellian way that I'm going to go out, they need these many signatures, so I'm just going to go out to Safeway or Holiday or whatever place, you know, the Sundial Bridge, and I'll just collect signatures and do it in such a way that the 1,000 signatures I get and my friends get, I know are wrong. I just know they're wrong. I don't care. What district do you live in? Oh, okay, then you can sign here. Or just make up signatures and have different people sign them and hand them in. Is there a way to prevent that? We're going to get Kathy Darlin Allen on. I'm going to talk to her about that. How do people do that? Maybe there is a way of checking it here in California, but in Michigan, they just lost two of their leading candidates because of this. Netflix. You know, Netflix has lost 200,000 subscribers in like a month. And people have really been in, and including Elon Musk, who has called them a left-wing groups, left-wing at its very best. They lost 200,000 subscribers, and their stock prices have tanked. Well, what has Netflix done about that? Netflix has made some changes. They are going to, it appears, is if you don't like working at Netflix. And the big thing on this was the Dave Chappelle special when he talked about transgenders. That, it, again, and this man's a comedian and he pushes the edges there, but it became a battle within Netflix saying, oh, no, you need to censor this man. You can't play this anywhere because, oh, look what he said. Look what he said. Cancel him, cancel him, cancel him. Well, Netflix has come out and they've made this statement that goes on and on. But essentially what it says is, if you don't like working for Netflix because of our content, and we're not going to change content, we're not going to censor people, then you could simply look for job opportunities elsewhere. I find that interesting that people are starting to wake up to this. Disney has their stock, even though that when you read stories, you know, people go to Universal, Disney Universal down in Florida, that the cost for going to Disneyland for a family of, what was it, five? Staying there, the tickets for it came out to like $8,000. $8,000 to go to Disneyland and spend 4 days in the Magical Kingdom? The only thing magical about it for this is who can afford to go there. I mean, You know, I remember going to Disneyland when I was a kid. Most people, I would think, have had an opportunity to hit Disneyland once in their lives, or down in Orlando, Florida, hit that one. And now, when you read about it, it's $8,000 to go to Disneyland for a family of five and spend 4 days there. You know, there's no shuttles anymore. There's, you know, they've eliminated a lot of the things that made it easier. So you're having to pay $50 a night for parking, and then the shuttles are another so much. And then if you want to get the head of line privileges, so you don't wait there for like an hour to ride whatever rides they have now, the teacups, the magic teacups that Jared likes, you pay another $50 per person, so you get front of the line privileges. That may be the extra, only extra one that I would think about paying. But it's, you know, when something like this has become this expensive, what's that going to do in the long run, or do they care? The place still seems full. At what point, especially now, with a recession peeping its eyes over the horizon, is going to happen? Yes, COVID had a big impact on these places, of which the government gave them probably billions of dollars because of what they lost during COVID. But now, if a recession hits, is the government still going to start printing funny money again like they did? I don't know. Are we going into a recession? There's a lot smarter people than I am that study this think that we're right on the edge of it. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in the business well over 30 years at that location, and they have all your tobacco needs, all your tobacco accessories, whether it's pipe tobacco or loose tobacco. They have the finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento, maybe including Sacramento. A great, great selection of good cigars, fine cigars there. They've been helping our 501s. They've been helping our veterans since the day they opened. That's Tobacco and Brew. Open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This is paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, dog houses, and even a covered wood pile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch taxpaying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. 8:50 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, going up to 97 today, my friends. 97 tomorrow, 101. It could be 103, but when you hit, once you break the 100 mark, 101, 103. I can't tell the difference. Hey, there's going to be street work on West Street from 7th Street to Eureka Way from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. So they're going to have that whole street blocked off while they're doing repaving there. So just think about it. Down here on Shasta Street, when they had blocked the railroad crossing while they repaired that, that's open again. You know, one of the things that happens when you're around a whole bunch of people like we were at the rodeo, people come up to you and talk to you. And because I have my name on my shirt, so I'm easier to identify. I'm not sure if that's a good idea or not. I just want to thank the people that came up and said they appreciated the station and appreciated the fact that that we have the guest on that we have and what the that the station is here, and we've enjoyed 12 years here, getting ready to start our 13th in December, you know, God willing. I don't really know sometimes how to handle that. Oh gosh, I really appreciate what you're saying, and you know, and the things that you all do, what you stand for. I don't know what to say about that because that's just part of us. It's like being thanked for being in the service. To me, being in the military was an honor to serve this country. So I guess I feel the same way, that it's an honor to serve this community. Good, bad, or indifferent. Are we perfect here? Absolutely not. But are we pretty good? Damn right. We're pretty damn good. In fact, I've used the word damn. I can say those things. Don't bleep me here. Okay. It's when I expand on that word. Okay. Stop me. We live in a town that has been roiled up for a couple years, you could say. It all started with the COVID, the pandemic, and things that were done. It enraged some people decisions that were made by elected officials I don't agree with, but they are, you know, elected officials. If you don't like it, you can recall. So they did. It resulted in one recall of an elected official and then another person being put into his position through an election process, a free election process, by the way. Nobody was being drug away from the voting booths and beat in the streets or anything like that. I see the downtown blossoming. We're going to have Danny Knott on, part of K2 here in the near future, to talk about his what he sees as business and what do our elected officials need to do to continue this growth? Is the city prepared to build a new convention center? They're getting ready to spend $1.2 million of money provided by taxpayers to look at a plan to build. Well, what about, how does that tie into the Kutras property? Well, Chris Kutras saw him, and this is another advantage of when you're at the rodeo, you run into people, has said he'd love to come on the show and talk specifically about things they want to do. So, and we're going to have Chris Kutras on here too. We're having other people that have a lot to do with construction. Corky Harmon is building an area out there in Palo Cedro for new homes. The fact is that our city is growing. Our county is growing, and in the good sense. So what we can do here at KCNR is to highlight some of these things. Again, is everything perfect? Absolutely not. We've got a homeless problem. We've got a crime problem, but no different than other cities. We're working on the homeless problem, and I think that there's things that could be done that could make it for taxpayers, for people who are homeowners and business owners to have a more conducive area to live in or to work in, by a thought out plan. It's going to take people though. So we need to hire the police. We need to hire the rangers. You might say, I guess it could be rangers, California Fish and Game are putting more people out there to try and protect the river, which tries to clean up the encampments. The fire we had out there by the Benton Airfield is a well-known transient location that the fire, if it had gotten away, if it was in the middle of the night, it could have gotten away and threatened many homes right there in that green area. So, no, not everything's perfect. And this is why when elections come up, we are fortunate in Redding and Shasta County to have multiple people running for each seat. Now, June 7th, four of those seats will be decided because in the primary. But for the first time that I can remember, we've had somebody running for each seat. And if you're an incumbent, you should welcome that. You should welcome that because it gives you an opportunity to go out and tell the people, this is what I've done. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I plan to do in the future. And if it's the opponent to the incumbent, it gives them a chance to say, this is what I'm planning to do. This makes me different than the incumbent. Does this need to be a litany of lies and half-truths and innuendos? Absolutely not. Gives you a chance to say, this is what I would do if elected. These are my priorities. This is how I will handle these situations. And then it leaves it up to us. And we've got to be smart enough as the ones who are voters, is to read through all of the half-truths and all that and look at the facts. And then vote from a knowledge base, not a gut base. Now, sometimes you're going to look at people and say, you know what, they're both good. So what is it that turns me in this direction to vote this way? I'll tell you, there's a couple races out there that I'm looking at and seeing, well, those are both really good people. And the people are going to be served, their constituents are going to be served pretty well by either one of them. So then it comes down to what? How you feel. But only after you've done your homework in identifying the truth about that person. Listen to, you know, they've had so many forums going on, and even the forums have been a little contentious, but that's okay. You can listen to the forums and listen to what the people say that are running for office. There are people there, Chamber of Commerce is not endorsing anybody for the first time in many years, which I think is a great move on their part. They're putting out forums so people can listen to them. And as we go, and we were fortunate enough to be able to broadcast those for you and put it on our website. And when the city council election gets closer, they're going to do it again. And we will again do the, we will broadcast that so everybody can hear if you can't be there. And then you can go back and listen to it. So, okay, we got to run, but tomorrow we're going to have with us the DA at 7, Stephanie Bridget, and the Reading Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, is going to join us. And there's a lot of news coming out of Reading Rancheria. All of this tomorrow, Wednesday. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 97 today. Take care of yourself. Take care of your animals. And we'll be back.